tag it later.
Okay.
Hello?
Hi, Claudette.
Yes.
Hello, Claudette. Hi, my name is Al on a recorded line. I am calling in regards to the Maryland abuse lawsuit. How are you doing today?
I'm okay.
That's good to hear. And I received a notification and in regards to your, I guess you wanted to see if you wanted to meet the criteria to participate in the Maryland abuse lawsuit. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay. I do want to let you know the call is on a recorded line. Once again, my name is Al. Now, did you already get an attorney to assist you with filing a claim?
No.
Okay. And has anyone ever sent you something for you to sign with your finger on your phone electronically or sent you a packet in the mail to your house to fill out and send back regarding this lawsuit?
No.
Okay. And you're looking to file this claim on behalf of yourself, correct?
Yes.
Okay. Now, are you a resident of the United States?
Yes.
Okay. Now, have you ever received money from anyone regarding this claim in the past? Yes or no?
No.
Okay. And I understand that, you know, this information is very sensitive, and you know, just want to let you know that we're here to listen to you and to answer most of the questions following, you know, the next few questions here. Just so you know, we're just looking to the best of your remembrance and to the best of your ability, okay?
Will I have to go through the same questioning I just went through with the other guy?
So this one's going to be just a little bit more in-depth, but we'll make it as fast as possible for you. And like you said, when I asked the question, did you receive money from anyone regarding this claim in the past, you said no, correct?
No.
Okay. And then do you know anyone else who is seeking justice for their abuse and needs assistance?
Yeah.
Okay. And who else do you know is seeking justice for their abuse? Is it a family member?
My younger sister.
Okay. I'm so sorry to hear that. Now, as in regards to what happened, yes or no, have you ever been a registered sex offender?
No.
Okay. And did the abuse you experienced involve someone affiliated with an institution, school, or church while you were under their care? Yes or no?
Yes.
What's the facility that the abuse occurred?
The Walter P. Carter Center in Baltimore.
Okay. The Walter P. Carter Center, that's in 701 West Pratt Street, Baltimore, Maryland?
Yes.
Okay. Let me just look up the phone number for the facility. Give me just one moment, please. All right. So it looks like the phone number they have here is 410-328-2207. And Claudette, to the best of your remembrance, what was the dates of abuse? An estimate.
I can't give you. I was in the fifth grade.
Okay. You were in the fifth grade.
I was about 11 years old.
Okay. So you were 11
95.
Years old. Okay. Give me one moment, okay? I'm just going to... So you were 11 years old when the abuse took place, is that right?
Yeah.
Okay. And what's your birthday?
April 14th, 1984.
I have 4/14/1994, is that right?
84.
Oh, 84. Okay. 4/14/1984, so that would have been 1995, like you said. Okay. And do you remember, so you entered the facility when you were 11 years old in 1995, is that right?
Yes.
Okay. And then when did you leave the facility? What year?
You saw what?
Up to until when did you leave the facility? How long were you there for? So from 1995
to about 96.
To 96. Okay. So 1/1/1995 all the way to 1/1/1996. Does that sound about right? Okay. And now, to the best of your ability, Claudette, would you kindly describe the abuse that occurred?
I was approached in the locker room. I came up. And took advantage of the situation.
So the abuser approached you?
Yeah, like snuck up on me.
Okay. And if you don't, I know that this is a sensitive subject. Just know that everything that you tell me here is going to be only between you and the attorneys, and that you have attorney privilege, so this information is protected, and the attorneys will only use what you want them to use. But if you could kindly explain, you know, to the best detail as far as what took place, so that we can, you know, build you the strong case for your claim.
I was fondled and took an advantage of.
Okay.
Penetrated.
Okay. So sorry to hear that. Okay. Give me one moment, please. Okay. And so based off of what you've told me, the abuser approached you and engaged in non-consensual penetration. Is that correct?
Yeah.
I'm really sorry to hear that. And you said you were 11 at the age of the abuse. Is that right?
Yeah.
Okay. And what is your current age now?
Huh?
How old are you currently?
40. I'll be 41 next month.
Okay, so you're currently 40 years old, and at the time of the abuse, you were 11 years old. Is that right?
Yes.
Now, was the abuser, what was the abuser's role at the facility? Were they an employee there?
The phone is breaking up.
Can you hear me? Hold that.
For a second. You said what now?
The abuser at the facility, they were employed there. Is that correct?
I believe so. I think they were like a shift supervisor.
A shift supervisor?
Yes.
Okay, so they were employed at the facility?
Yes.
Okay. And what was the name of the abuser, to the best of your remembrance?
Abraham.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And then could you please give as detailed description of the abuser's physical appearance as possible?
I don't like to think about that.
I totally understand. Were they short, tall?
Block that out of my mind.
Absolutely.
Like I said, I was approached from behind. I don't want to go through that.
Absolutely. No worries. I totally understand. I'm so sorry to hear that. Okay. Okay. One moment, please. And if you don't mind me asking, I do have to put in here, how many times were you abused during this time frame, to the best of your remembrance?
A few times in maybe like 6 months span.
Okay. When you say a few times, would that be about 6 times, 10, 4? I'm sorry, I do have to put
in. Probably like twice.
Okay.
Twice in like 6 months.
Okay. And
well, I was only 11, so I wasn't really aware.
Absolutely. It's very long time ago. And where did the abuse occur within the facility? Was it
in the locker room?
Locker room, okay. And what would you say is the type of abuse?
Sexual.
Okay. And then yes or no, did you disclose any abuse to someone?
I told my little sister.
Okay. And
I tried to protect her, but it didn't help.
Okay. So the only person you disclosed the abuse to was your sister, is that right?
Yeah.
Okay. And then could you provide more details about what you disclosed to your sister, or was it the same thing?
The same thing.
Okay. All right. Give me one moment, please. All right. And then you said it was your sister, correct?
Uh-huh.
Okay. And then to the best of your remembrance, when did you tell your sister? Was it in around the same time in 1990?
Yeah, maybe like a year later.
Okay, so around like 1998 or 1997?
I'll say probably was 96.
96, okay.
You know, like I said, I don't really remember vaguely. I believe it was like, yeah.
That's okay. I have 1/1/1996, to the best of your remembrance, right? And
yeah.
Okay. Now for this part, it's asking, how has the abuse affected your life? Please provide as much detail as possible.
Oh, it has impacted me a lot. It's given me PTSD, depression. I take meds even to this day for my depression and my anxieties. It's had a financial impact because I don't trust people. So it makes it hard to maintain employment.
Okay.
It's impacted me in a lot of different ways.
Okay.
I haven't been able to carry on any relationships. I don't have any children. It's made me fearful of people.
I'm really sorry to hear that. If you could just give me one moment, please. So based off of what you've told me, the abuse has significantly impacted all aspects of your life. You said that it has caused depression, PTSD, for which you continue to take medication for both the depression and anxiety. And you also noted that the abuse has affected you financially, citing difficulty with trust and challenges in maintaining employment. And you also expressed struggles with forming and sustaining relationship and difficulty with the idea of having children. Is that right?
Yeah.
I'm really sorry to hear that. Now for the following questions, and if you could simply answer yes or no, are you currently employed?
No.
Okay. And was law enforcement ever involved?
No.
Okay. Do you have any corroboration that you were at the facility? Which is evidence? Do you have any evidence that you were at the facility?
Yes, school record.
Okay, you said documentation is school records?
Yes.
Okay. And now for this part, if you could please confirm the following information. For verification purposes, can you please confirm your gender for me?
Yeah.
Thank you. And then if you could please verify the spelling of your legal first name.
CLAUDETTE.
Okay. And last name, please.
DAVIS.
Okay. So I have CLAUDETTE, last name Davis, Davis. Claudette Davis.
Yeah.
Is that? Okay.
Yes.
And you said your date of birth was
14,
4/14/1984.
84.
Is that right?
Yes.
Okay. And for security purposes, your social.
570-79612.
Did you say 570-79-6102?
6212.
Okay, I have 570-79-6212. Is that right? Okay, and what email did you want us to use?
Claudette Davis, 47 at yahoo.com. Yahoo.com.
Okay, I have Claudette Davis, that's spelled CLAUDETTE, DAVIS, numbers 4/5 at yahoo.com. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay. And the phone number that we have, the 323-335-4357. This is your primary number. Is that correct?
Yes.
And this is a mobile number. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. And what's the primary home address?
612 East Central, number 3, Los Angeles, California, 9002.
Okay. Did you say 612 East Los Angeles?
East Century.
Oh, East Century. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. Okay, one moment, please. Okay. I have number 6, number 1, number 2. That's East Century. Is that Boulevard?
Yeah.
And that's number 3, Los Angeles, California, 90024.
Okay.
Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. All right. I apologize. I have the zip code as 90002. Okay. All right. Okay, and that's Los Angeles County. Okay. Now, for the following information, if you could simply answer yes or no, have you received treatment or therapy as a result of the events that occurred?
No.
Okay. And then we do request an emergency contact number in case something unfortunate happens to you. This is ensuring that we can continue your case for your loved ones. Typically, we only contact your emergency contact if we are unable to reach you for an extended period. This precaution helps prevent disruption in your case, and we found it necessary in the unfortunate instances where clients have become unresponsive. Does the emergency contact live with you or does not live with you?
I don't have anybody.
Okay. All right. I'll just put your email, your information for that. I'll just put your email and the same address. Okay. And okay. All right, Claudette, we're pretty much done here. Give me one second before I send this over. I'm going to just confirm a few things with you, and then I'm going to send you the paperwork, and then I'm going to walk you through that, okay? It's gonna take about 1 minute, and then after that, we're pretty much done, okay?
Okay, Al.
Thank you so much. Give me just one moment. Thank you. Okay. Before I do send you the paperwork, I do want to let you know a few things. Claudette, before we wrap up, I want to make sure you know what to expect next. While they're working your claim, the law firm will be reaching out a lot to finalize your claim, and I will be calling you within the next couple of hours once your file passes quality assurance to transfer you to them directly and introduce you. They may go over some of the same questions we discussed today. This is completely normal. It's part of their process to confirm all the details and ensure everything is accurate for your case. They may also need you to sign additional forms, like a medical release, so they can collect records to strengthen your claim. If you see any paperwork from them, be sure to review it and return it as soon as possible to keep everything moving smoothly. Since this is a mass lawsuit, these extra steps are standard practice, and we want to make sure you're fully prepared. If you don't hear from them in the next 24 to 48 hours, I highly recommend giving them a call directly to follow up. Now, Claudette, can you confirm you can be available to speak with them as you have with me today?
Not today. Like this call was very draining and
Well, yes, not
brought up a
today.
lot of emotions.
Absolutely.
Yeah, and
It'll
I
be
don't want to have
tomorrow.
to continue to relive this.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah, it's just asking if you would be available to speak with them tomorrow or the next day as you have with me today. Have you?
Okay.
Okay, let me go. And then do you have any other questions before I submit your information?
No, that's
Okay, let me go ahead and send you the files, and I'm just going to walk you through that. It's really simple, and it's just going to take 1 more minute, and then we should be done. Okay.
okay. So you send them to my email?
Both your email and your phone number as a text message.
Okay.
Okay, give me 1 moment, please. And then you also mentioned that your sister was also involved.
Yeah.
We can do this tomorrow or the next day, whichever works best
Okay.
for your sister as well, okay? We just want to make sure that your sister has also the opportunity. Okay,
Okay.
Claudette, give me 1 second, okay? I'm going to send this to you. Okay. Okay, Claudette, give me one second. Okay, and then just to confirm, this social I have is 570-796212. Is that right? 570-796212. Okay, and then your birthday is 9/14/1984. Is that right?
4/14.
4/14/1984.
Yeah.
Okay. And that's 1/4, correct? 14. Just a
huh?
Your birthday is April 14, 1984. It's coming up.
Yeah.
Almost your birthday. okay, I'm gonna go ahead and send this to you now. Oh, one last thing, Claudette. The address I have is 612 East Century Boulevard, number 3, Los Angeles, California, 90002. Is that right?
Yeah.
Okay. You're going to be receiving a text now as well as an email. They're going to be the same exact thing. It's going to say from Alan Raimundo, Mass Tort Strategies. Go ahead and open that notification. You will see a link to a DocuSign webpage. Go ahead and click on that link. Once you click on that link, this will direct you to a DocuSign webpage. You will see a box that says, I agree to use electronic records. Go ahead and check that box and then hit continue. And then you're going to click start or begin. After which you will be directed to the signature fields.
Okay.
Go ahead and begin. And for the areas that's requiring you to draw your signature, go ahead and draw your signature. For the areas where it requests you to draw your initials, go ahead and draw your initials. You're going to continue that steps until you see finish, and then let me know.
Okay.
Okay. Let me go
ahead.
Is there any
way I can get a copy of this?
Yes. You should be able to print the copy that you have there, and we can also send that to you. I'm just going to go ahead and check to make sure everything's correct, and then we should be good to go for now. All right. Now, I'm going to go ahead and send you a text of my direct line, and then please expect a call from that number from a 949 area code. That's my direct line. And once I give you a call, I'm going to transfer you over to the law firm so that they can begin your case verification. It's not today. It's most likely going to be tomorrow.
Okay. I was unable to get a copy of this. I don't know what happened.
No worries. We can send that to you tomorrow once the files go through our quality assurance department. Our office just is closed. It's 5 o'clock. We're here in Orange County. Our office closes at 5 p.m. So our QA department is closed, which means that they'll look at it tomorrow morning first thing, and then we can send you the copy as well in the morning.
Oh, okay.
Okay. And let me send you that text real quick so that you have my contact information. So if you have any questions, please do not hesitate to call me or text me as well. Give me just 1 second.
Okay.
All right. It's going to come from a 949-996-3424. That's my number. Okay.
Okay.
Okay. There we go. I just sent you a text. That's from me. And that's pretty much it for now, Claudette. And then we can talk about your sister tomorrow and see what we can do to help her case as well, okay?
Okay.
Okay. Do you have any questions for me, Claudette?
Oh, so I'm okay. Thank you.
All right. Please, I hope you have a restful night, and then we'll talk again tomorrow, okay?
Okay.
All right. Have a good day, Claudette. Thank you so much for your time.
You too. Bye.
Bye-bye.